miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, I met another guy at the urinal the other day at the Funny Bone. And he didn't say, good thing they proved global warming wrong. He said, hey, Tyler, I would have walked up to the other place, but this is where I saw you, so love the show. As we're both holding our penises, by the way.
Your own?
Yes, because
there's holding a penis at the time.
There's a partition there at the Funny Bone, remember, right?
And we're just letting it dangle?
Well, we shook hands over top of the partition. Yeah. You should try that sometime. At the partition, the urinal, reach over, try to shake the guy's hand. Oh, thanks for listening. I reached and shake his hand.
So you didn't want to touch hands, so you just kissed?
Hey, why are you hammering this guy?
I'm not hammering this guy.
He's a fan of the show. And I said, cool, thank you for listening.
Yeah, man. So he'd appreciate getting thrown into this.
Yeah, he would, actually. I met a lot of cool people at the Funny Building with Josh Wolf.
Were those urinal partitions put up because of you looking, too?
Good point.
Like ones
in the past? I don't know. Going to the Funny Bone for a long time. But yeah, go see Josh. Get a chance in your city. He was hilarious. Amazing comedian.
He really is.
Yeah, he's good. He's got a great set.
Apparently,
Remember, we talked about 40-year-old women laughing in a show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Deb Biddy said, if you want to get laid, this 40-year-old. What did he say it off the air or on the air?
I think it was on the air.
Okay, yeah. So it was exactly that. There was a lot of woo-hoos in the crowd. A lot of 40-year-old women at that crowd.
Well, you know, when you get famous from Chelsea, you know.
That's true. Right.
You're kind of ingratiated with that crowd.
The funny thing about Chelsea lately, and I'm wondering, I don't bring it up with the guys who are in the studio because I always forget, but I never watched it. And we know a lot of people.
A lot.
That we've met through here. Through Colleen, have come through the Funny Bone, and they're friends of ours. And after the fact, I found out there were all these people in Chelsea lately. And nothing against any of those guys or Chelsea. I just never watched that show. It wasn't aimed. I didn't think it was aimed at me at the time.
Not really.
I love Chelsea. She's been cool with us. And, of course, all the guys, Franzola, Wolf, TJ, and Coy, all those guys are all real good friends of ours. But they're friends of ours through here. Through being on our show.
And there's a half dozen more that I can't think of off the top of my head.
I wish I could go back.
They just, you know, it was a round table thing.
But I never watched it.
Chelsea would bring up a new story.
I literally never watched it.
I didn't watch it very often, but I saw enough to, you know, Chelsea was just kind of.
Which is fine.
She tossed it out there and the comedians batted it around, whoever the panel was.
But now that I know all those guys personally and they're friends of ours, I wish I could see an old episode where they're all sitting up there because I didn't watch it. Did not watch it.
Sounds like a weird format.
Well, I think,
how's that work?
Bringing up news stories and people talking about them.
How does that work? And she got in and out, though. She did that, 5 years? Yeah, we've been doing this forever.
I think it was on pretty late, you know, like 10 o'clock our time, which is probably why we didn't see it.
It wasn't so much that. It's just, I don't think, it felt like the show, although the format is our format.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just never watched it at the time. Maybe the kids were young.
And it was up against every other late night show.
Right.
But it did well.
Yeah, I know it did.
Enough to throw her a lot of money.
Right. Currently not available streaming. Nobody's got those back episodes for you.
Yeah, I would just like to go click on and watch the younger Coy and TJ and Josh Wolf and all these guys I know now.
She actually did 8 seasons of that.
Right. Was it 8?
Okay. 07 to 14.
That's nothing. What's up, Craig? Your Packers won. I saw your Arkansas hit. That's the bed, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did not do well. That's they did not bad. Win. My team did not win.
Let's save this for Nick because I want to get on him again.
All right, his
pro team won, but his college team had a big L again.
Yeah, but
and Iowa
somewhere.
Fans, you lost too, which is kind of funny.
Was too bad.
They're, you know, the grasping at straws. The silver lining
is what?
It surfaced a few years ago, but now they're the best 3-win team in the nation.
According to
College Football Reddit.
That's stupid.
They're just a few plays away from being undefeated.
And a few plays away from being, I don't know, 1-7.
Right.
Yeah. My team is done.
They lose?
They lost to Utah, so they're not going to win their division. They're not going to win the Pac-12. You know, two losses, you're done.
You got to win that division.
You're out of the picture.
Yeah, well, even in your division side?
Yeah, you've got to win the division. Okay. You've got to win the Pac-12. If you want to, you know, even a whiff at the playoff, so forget it.
Yeah.
And even winning the Pac-12 doesn't guarantee you a spot.
No, it doesn't.
That's generally the one that gets ignored.
Oregon might get there.
Yeah. They already got a loss, though.
I know.
Yeah.
But they already lost, though.
Yeah.
Now you go back through to, you know.
And they're going to lose again
if you lose early.
That conference just beats the hell out of each other.
That's all. Every conference does
that. A lot
of
them do.
Big Ten does that, too, yeah. What's up, Craig?
Some of the players that had Ruthie Thompson, the legend of Disney, the 111-year-old legend of Disney. Some of the 47 players that had Ruthie include, but are not limited to, Adolph Oliver. Oh, that's part of the Bush family.
Oh, okay.
Aliens are harvesting us.
All right.
Whoa.
We're not allowed to call them aliens,
that's
by the
dark.
Way.
It's a hit. Well, they don't like it, apparently.
Okay. Demi Lovato told us that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just her.
Yeah.
Because that's them.
Yeah, that's just them.
That's them.
I'm sure.
Multiple definitions. Right. The word alien. So.
Right now, Neil deGrasse Tyson said they don't get the nuance that there, so they're not going to be offended by that term.
No, if they exist, they don't care what we say in English.
About, right, to describe who they are.
Exactly.
Right.
They probably
did
he come out and respond to that?
He did.
Good for him.
Okay. Yeah, they probably don't have context.
Yeah, they don't care.
No.
Did he just say, Demi, you might be overthinking this one?
No.
I don't know. I didn't read to the bottom.
Yeah.
On that one. You're welcome. The Bono Brandt Ski School, or Bono, I guess. Yeah. That's the Bono.
Yeah.
You could add Kennedy.
Bono Brandt Ski School.
You should add Kennedy into that. Give him some cash.
Who else?
The famous ones. They're the famous ones. Bono and Sonny Bono.
Sonny
Bono
and
one of the Kennedys.
You know who Doak Walker is?
Oh, he died. That's right. He died.
He's like the Heisman of Division II.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Doak Walker.
Award,
Doak
right?
Walker died at Steamboat.
Yeah.
Hit a tree.
Yeah. Watch out for that
tree. What a way to go.
Yeah. Doing what he loved. Skiing.
Hitting a tree.
Until he hit the tree.
And Caitlyn Jenner penis eulogy gets a hit. And Craig's favorite country.
Oh, trying to mess you up, huh? I think you're going to stop in the word. Country. Which freaks out puss when we say that word. Country.
All one word.
It is.
I don't know that they spelled it properly.
No, I don't think they did either.
Oh, it's, missing a vowel, is it?
Well, the o-
it seems to.
Well, the O shouldn't be in there, right? Yeah. I don't know why there's an O in country.
Yeah, they seem to have misspelled that. But what do I know? Maybe I'm the misspeller here. Right.
That might be the British spelling. They always put an extra O in front of the U.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see this horrible story out of Brooklyn? An off-duty cop.
Good duty.
She had to be arrested.
What'd she do?
After confessing to shooting her girlfriend and another woman.
Oh, she caught him cheating?
Love triangle?
I think she's just crazy.
Oh.
And,
Thought something was happening.
Oh. They were just having a drink or
no, 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 ex-girlfriend, off and on. Wow. One of them says off and on. The other says broken up.
Did she kill them both?
No, oh, the girlfriend made it.
But she killed
the ex-girlfriend made it, even though she was shot.
But the other one did not?
The other one did not.
Well, who's the one that died then?
The ex-girlfriend. Well, there was the.
She was dating one girl. She killed her girlfriend. She killed the girlfriend's girlfriend.
Right. No, the girlfriend who wasn't a girlfriend. She was an ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
she
so
killed
the
ex-girlfriend.
Okay, so the girl she was really pissed at.
I don't know who she was really pissed at.
Obviously, both of them. He shot them both. Okay.
Yeah.
What
so,
she looked like.
So
what
let's do the story
like,
now.
What they look like.
31-year-old. She waited at the home to find the two. After they came home, the girlfriend hit in the chest, expected to recover. The other woman is not going to make it. Yvonne Wu, 31-year-old officer. Having a relationship.
Relations.
Yep. Let's see. Apparently,
Officer
the one
Wu.
That did the shoot, yes, Officer Wu.
Are you with me?
Had been doing some crazy things, and so the girlfriend said, let's go to the cops with this, because you know, with your crazy cop girlfriend.
Right.
And so the original girlfriend said, no, we'll just get, she'll be fine. I'll deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see what happened shortly after the breakup. Officer Wu showed up at the girlfriend's home, motioned to the gun in the waistband when the other woman came out.
I'd probably be afraid if I dated a female cop, too.
They
know what they're doing with a gun, and if you piss a female cop off, not that they would all shoot you, but they have the...
But they're capable.
They're capable of doing it and doing a good job of it.
Well, you're definitely getting tased at least, you know, somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah.
They might restrain themselves from shooting you, but you're definitely
just
getting tased.
Tase you in your apartment.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Happening. No, I ain't leaving. Zzz. Oh, yeah.
Thinking you wouldn't date one because they're probably not vaccinated.
The cop was sitting on the bed.
I'm married, too.
Oh, that's
the cop
too.
Was sitting on the bed when the two got home.
That's second. They're not vaccinated and I'm married.
A friend said that Officer Wu was delusional about the breakup and never accepted the separation.
A lot of people are like that, but they don't shoot each other.
Well, they're not all comfortable with guns.
All right.
Wu was suspended without pay.
You think?
While charges are pending.
I mean, she killed somebody.
The union's not backing her on this one?
Well, so
apparently
far,
not. She's suspended without pay.
All right. What's she look like, Craig? Puss.
I don't remember.
She's cute.
Officer Wu's hot.
Yeah. Looks crazy, though.
In the mugshot?
No, I actually didn't see a mugshot. There was some other, you know, like stuff they'd taken off her Facebook page or something.
She's not butch? She's pretty pretty hot?
No. Okay. But, you know, I'm putting it through
She shot a butch.
I'm putting it through the lens of knowing that she went crazy and
shot some
folks.
So you see those eyes, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Careful on the breakups. They shoot you.
Theoretically.
That would suck.
They might.
Right.
Did you see that Katie Sagal got hit by a car?
No. Yeah.
Should have. Yeah, I watched her. She's on the Conners right now, and I watched that show. Yeah, she did get hit. She okay?
It's so weird. She continues to recover. She was hit. She was crossing a street in Los Angeles. 67-year-old was at a crosswalk. Somebody driving a Tesla made a left turn and did not see Katie, struck her with the vehicle. Apparently, Katie's injuries are not serious.
She's still
for those
hot.
Not 67. Familiar with Katie Sagal, you may be more familiar with Peg Bundy.
She was also Gemma. On
Sons of Anarchy,
Sons of Anarchy right. and a ton of other shows. But you're right. Let's go back to Peg Bundy for sure. You remember Peg Bundy. That's from the 80s.
Good current reference.
It is
Greg.
A great reference.
Well, it's your most famous role.
That's the thing.
I don't know. I think it's,
it says here she's
right
best
there.
Known for portraying Peg Bundy.
I think that's not fair to her because she's done 1,000 things. Now,
she
granted,
has.
She came on the public eye huge then, obviously.
None of them
but
more
since
famous.
Then, no. Since then, nobody's. People don't watch. People. A lot of people don't watch that, and they all watch Sons
that
of Anarchy.
That series was groundbreaking.
Oh, it was, but people weren't alive then either. Right? Remember
Sons
that.
Sons of Anarchy was much more recent and just as famous.
Just as famous, right?
No, no. It was not as famous.
People weren't born in the 80s.
Not as famous.
I'm with you, Puss.
I'm with you, Craig.
I watched them both, and Sons was huge.
Yeah, Sons was...
Just as huge.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a groundbreaking cable show.
Right.
That was cable.
So it was so basically in the 80s that was cable too. Fox was cable.
That was
felt
their
like it,
that
it
is, that was their flagship show.
I'm not going to die on this hill.
Their but I think flagship
she,
show.
It's a misnomer because she was famous for a lot of things, you know. But that put her on the map, right?
It was absolutely
her first show.
And for singing background for Bob Dylan.
I'm just saying
she was famous for that.
Sons might be more top of mind
these days. Yeah, it is. That's why Craig
and y'all watched it.
But that's why Craig did the word Peg Bundy cuz he knew it was funny by saying Peg Bundy.
And y'all watched it. A lot of people didn't watch Sons of Anarchy.
A lot of people didn't see what you're talking about. It was the
children.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Puss was 5. He didn't watch it.
8 or 9.
Your mom said you liked it.
Maybe that's not what she was talking about.
I was just on Puss's side, and I just turned on him. That's the part about this show. We could be on your side, and then halfway through a sentence, we turn on each other. I'll back you, Puss, I backed your mom. You
never can think you got a friend around here.
I know you don't.
Because it can go away.
Backstabber.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. I'll back you. And then
Until
we just
I
rip
won't.
Each other. On that thing. But I'll rip you about something else. That's what we do. Because we're apparently friends.
So last Thursday, the Dodgers beat the Giants in Game 5, the deciding game of the NLDS between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Now, that was a big deal because they are rivals, and that game averaged 6.5 million viewers for TBS, the most for an NLDS game in 4 years.
You know who's not going to
watch it. 6.5 million people watched that. However, since it was Thursday, it was also Thursday Night Football.
And what was who played that game?
I had
game?
This exact conversation with my wife. What was the result, Craig?
Who played, and who Thursday played? Night Football was Bucks, the Eagles. Buccaneers and the Eagles.
Right. Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter who it was.
It doesn't matter
no,
who it was.
It doesn't matter.
People watch regardless.
Right.
So, for the best watched baseball game in several years on TBS, that was 6.5 million viewers. For Thursday Night Football, 14.5.
Not even close.
I was close.
Right.
Not even close.
That's the reason nobody's watching the NFL anymore.
I said that night, I said, this is a meaningful rivalry playoff baseball game up against just a regular old Thursday night game.
Right, yep. Right.
And I said, the Thursday night game will probably get 3 times as many viewers. Yep. I was close.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it won't help. It'll help a little bit, but they bitched the other day about one of those games. The Red Sox game lasted 4 hours. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that.
But you'll tolerate a four-hour football game.
Well, baseball should be shorter. They've always said that. That's what they should.
No,
say.
No, I too will tolerate a long football game.
Well, college games are too long for me, too. That's why I like NFL games, except for last night it was overtime and an injury for a half hour.
Yeah.
I went to bed at midnight.
Well, I'm getting a little tired of them reviewing every score.
So, I know.
And reviewing all these penalties, any change of possession.
I'm hating that, too.
Yeah. And, yeah, injury.
Play the damn game.
That takes
forever. That was a half hour thing last night, the injury.
Well, and this, I think we've had at least one OT game in every week so far this year.
Yeah.
And that's kind of an anomaly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I played golf yesterday, so I DVR'd the Viking game. And I got done with it in like 2 hours. Just because I got to review every freaking score.
Did you know who won?
No.
Man, how could you do that?
Turned off. I don't look at my phone.
I know. No, I'm talking about... You're emotionally involved in something. Now, I know I get it, but if you're emotionally involved in something that's already over, to me, it seems like a waste of emotion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know I've tried it, and I can't do it. Because if it's like you're into each play, but it's already over. You don't affect the play of the game, obviously, wherever you're on the couch or whatever, but if you don't, I can't do it. You can't. You
in
do
my,
a push.
In
I
my
can't
mind,
do it.
I know
it's game's
that,
over.
That it's not live, and for some reason that
if I'm emotionally invested in something, we scored, we got them now,
right?
And the game's over. You lost.
You're not part of anything at that point.
I understand
point.
That.
You're not
but
living it with everybody else.
I didn't know the outcome, so it was still pretty nerve wracking. Even though I knew it was over. I was aware it was over. But still managed to.
Does anybody text you at all?
Avoid ingesting any information.
I was out myself because my game went until Sunday night, so I went outside last night. Yesterday afternoon, it was a beautiful day here.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, you watching the Viking game? No, shut up about it.
From who?
I actually thought about
friends.
Oh, you're lucky I didn't text you.
I thought about texting you, and then I thought, there's a chance he's not watching this. I won't do that.
Right.
That's nice of you.
Because I was getting really excited because I thought they were gonna lose it.
Now I'm gonna do it, but I wasn't out paying attention to the game anyway.
Now what does happen is while the Vikings are live, it affects my golf game.
Because you can't look at your phone at all, right?
No, because when they suck, I suck. I determine.
Did that stick to the tape?
They won, by the way.
They did.
Okay, that's not sucking. NFL is tough to win a game. It's tough to win a game.
But they were sucking for a period of time.
And when you sucked for a period of time, too?
Yeah.
Like 1 through 18?
The back nine was okay.
All right.
You shot even par of the back nine. All Nobody right. cares.
Okay. I gotta kill some more time here.
Thank you.
You set a low bar on Saturday when we were out.
Yeah.
That was one of those days where you look in your golf bag and go, oh, I got enough balls to get through this round, and you're just barely right.
Yeah.
I put a lot of balls onto that course.
We played a very challenging, I'll give them some pub here. Bent Tree in Council Bluffs, Iowa is a very challenging golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to do a tournament there.
Oh,
a lot of guys are going to be cheating there because you're not eating up that course.
Well, that's what you do at our tournament.
Sure.
You cheat, right? They all cheat.
It's a family tradition.
Look at that crowd. Bunch of cheating,
look at
no,
us.
No good cheaters.
Look at us.
I mean, people that pay to get in there are cheaters.
And the people running it are cheaters.
Well, that's for sure.
Look at us.
Yeah. It's got to be quick, Craig.
Oh.
I have to do this on the dot. We're up, yeah. up against a hard one here.
I love it when you say that.
As they say in the business.
Former Australian soldier, go ahead and hit it anytime you want to, but the former Australian soldier wanted to get his cat back from the animal shelter.
All right.
Wearing full combat gear, armed with fake assault rifle, threatened a woman who worked there trying to find and told her to try and find his cat. He tied her hands behind her back. He made her count to 100 as he left the shelter without his cat. He came back the next day.
Tied her hands together?
Cat. Yeah. He came back the next day and got arrested that day when he asked for his cat.
All right. We got 9 seconds here.
He blamed the incident on his
cat.
Need for his cat for support.
Got it.
Right.
Come on back.
Understandable.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.